Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914. Page 1240 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I always make out and mail to Mr. Oscar Pappenheimer, Defendant's Exhibit 46, who was formerly a member of the Board of Directors, though he is not now. The other signed Defendant's Exhibit 48. I always invariably sent to my uncle, Mr. M.M. Frank, no matter where he is, who is president of the company. On this particular Saturday, my uncle had, during the week ending April 26th, gone to New York, stopping at Hotel McAlpin, preparatory to taking his annual trip abroad for his health, he being a sick, feeble old man. When I mailed out that financial, I really made out two small ones, and I put one, Defendant's Exhibit 46, in an envelope, addressed it to Mr. Oscar Pappenheimer, Care Southern Furniture Company, Atlanta, Georgia. The other one, Defendant's Exhibit 48, was put in this envelope, which you see right here, and sent to my uncle, Mr. M. Frank, together with a letter, Defendant's Exhibit 42, which I wrote him after having finished the financial sheet, the sheet showing the comparison of vital statistics for the same weeks of 1912 and 1913, and after having completed these two small condensed financial reports, I wrote that letter, Defendant's Exhibit 42, to my uncle, and I sent him that report, Defendant's Exhibit 43, and also sent a price list, to which I referred in that letter, hence the size of the envelope, Defendant's Exhibit 44. I am going to show you one of those price lists. It's a great big sheet when it is folded up. It is much too large for the ordinary size, hence the reason I used a great big envelope like that. I addressed that letter to my uncle, Mr. M. Frank, Care Hotel McAlpin, Greeley Square, New York, NY, as has been identified. This ends practically the work on the financial. After finishing the financial, I wrote those letters and sealed them and placed them aside to post. After finishing the financial, I folded this big report up, Defendant's Exhibit 2, and put it with the comparison sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 11, for the week of 1912 and the same week of 1913 in a large envelope, addressed it to Mr. Sig Montag, General Manager of the Pencil Company, and put it under my inkwell, intending to take it over on the morning of Monday following. I then came to the checking up of the cash on hand and the balancing of the cash book. For some reason or other, there are no similar entries in this book after those of that date. That's my handwriting, Defendant's Exhibit 40. And I did that work on Saturday afternoon, April 26th, as near as might be between the hours of 5:30 and 5 minutes to 6 o'clock. Now, in checking up, it didn't take me an hour and a half. I did that in about 25 minutes. In checking up the cash, the first thing to do is to open the cash box. We have a little coin bag in there, and there was in cash actually on hand that day about $30.54. That's all there was. That's all there could have been, and that $30.54 was, to the best of my recollection, composed of about $3 in $1 bills, about $4 or $5 in quarters and halves, and the balance dimes, nickels, and 1 cent pieces. That's some job to count that, not only to count it, but to separate the different denominations and stack it up into,